the one and the other, Conseil said. Well put, the Canadian replied. We deserve two meals, and speaking for myself, I'll do justice to them both. All right, Ned, let's wait and see, I replied. It's clear that these strangers don't intend to let us die of hunger, otherwise last evening's dinner wouldn't make any sense. Unless they're fattening us up, Ned shot back. I object, I replied. We have not fallen into the hands of cannibals. Just because they don't make a habit of it, the Canadian replied in all seriousness, doesn't mean they don't indulge from time to time. Who knows? Maybe these people have gone without fresh meat for a long while, and in that case three healthy, well-built specimens like the professor, his manservant, and me. Get rid of those ideas, Mr. Land, I answered the harpooner. And above all, don't let them lead you to flare up against our hosts, which would only make our situation worse.